music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A government shutdown now underway. At midnight, money ran out to keep the doors open, meaning hundreds of thousands of federal workers are now on furlough with no pay. Most of the wrangling is going on in the Senate, says ABC's Lana Moyes.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is working to get Democrats to cross party lines to get the 60 votes needed to keep the government funded for seven more weeks. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer standing firm with the Democrats, demanding cuts to Medicaid be restored and demanding Obamacare tax credits be extended to prevent millions of Americans' insurance premiums from going up.
President Trump telling the nation's top military generals on Tuesday they should use U.S. cities as training grounds for U.S. troops. 16 more people killed in Gaza airstrikes as Hamas continues weighing the 20-point peace plan put forth this week. At least 69 people killed during an earthquake in the central Philippines. This is ABC News. The world still reacting to the Nicole Kidman-Keith Urban breakup after nearly 20 years of marriage. Here's ABC's Kana Whitworth.
Both superstars in their own right.
All marriages are complicated.
Kidman, an actress, businesswoman, and force in the entertainment industry, spoke often about her love for Urban, a force of his own in music.
Love somebody like you.
I'm so fortunate I've met somebody that I'm incredibly in love with.
Urban honoring Kidman with his emotional tribute last year at the AFI Lifetime Achievement Awards.
She has a capacity to love like no one I've ever met.
Kidman filing for divorce in Nashville.
Indonesian rescue workers are still searching for survivors from a school collapse in East Java. As many as 90 kids could be trapped. Thousands of supporters came together to honor Charlie Kirk last night as Turning Point USA's college tour returned to Utah for their first time since its founder was assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol, a group of Republican lawmakers are once again trying to pass a medical marijuana bill. Assemblyman Pat Snyder and Senators Mary Falskowski and Pat Testin have altered last year's attempt by removing state-based dispensaries and leaving sales to private businesses. A new report finds alcohol-induced deaths in Wisconsin declined since increasing during the COVID pandemic. The Wisconsin Policy Forum report examined deaths defined by the Center for Disease Control as directly attributed to excessive drinking, such as alcohol poisoning and certain liver, neurological, digestive, or other diseases. And your favorite Starbucks location may have closed. Starbucks has closed about 1% of its company-operated North American stores as part of a billion-dollar restructuring plan. At least five are in Wisconsin, in Ashwaubenon, Rothschild, Fox Point, Wauwatosa, and Madison. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Want to go hunting but not sure how to get started? The Wisconsin DNR has you covered. Before you buy that blaze orange, visit dnr.wi.gov. You'll find everything you need to get started with Wisconsin's other favorite fall sport, including hands-on hunting classes, license info, and more. Go wild in Wisconsin and join the hunt today at dnr.wi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people, love.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we save.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny. A little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Oh,
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Of her own. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins from World Dairy Expo in Madison. As Expo is continuing and some beautiful weather so far for Expo. And we'll have more with our Ag Weather forecast this hour. Our Newsmaker segment also coming up this hour as well. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and triticale. Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Just like daycare, calf housing can lead to animals getting sick. We're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek, and this month's Ask the Vet, Ryan. When calves get together, just like humans, they run the risk of sickness and disease.
Yeah. When you look at post-weaned calves in a group house setting, there's some standard diseases that we tend to run into. And respiratory disease and calfhood diarrhea are the two biggies. And if a calf has pneumonia, there's essentially one of two precipitating factors. It's either going to be an environmental cause of pneumonia, which is typically from poor air quality in the environment. And that can be poor ventilation and the air has high levels of ammonia, which are irritating and can predispose the lungs to infection. Or there's high levels of dust or of bacteria or other viruses in the air. And that all puts stress on the respiratory tract and can predispose them to pneumonia. So those are environmental causes. And we'll kind of set those off to the side and assume that calves in this commingled sense are in an area with good air quality and do not have environmental risk factors. And then that brings in the second cause of pneumonia, which is contagious pneumonia. And that's what I think we tend to see the most of in these calves that are in group house settings. And contagious pneumonia makes the most sense because here you have this population of calves that were often individually raised in the pre-wean phase, and they had solid dividers and they kind of kept to themselves and they didn't share their bugs. And all of a sudden the dividers get pulled and the calves get moved and they get, you know, put in groups of 5, 10, 20, whatever. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, they got nose-to-nose contact and they're sharing the water and the drinker and they're just spreading all of their bugs about with each other. And that's where we tend to see these contagious diseases proliferate. Tends to happen generally around, if you wean at 8 weeks, you tend to see these around, you know, month 2 to 3 type of deal is when these contagious diseases tend to break out. The two most common causes are mycoplasma pneumonia and salmonella pneumonia. And I'll just share a story from an excellent professor I had in vet school one time. He was giving a lecture on post-wean calf contagious disease. And I'm sitting in the front row of the class in the middle of his lecture, and he pauses. There's a clear glass of water. And he pauses to take a drink, and as he's taking a sip of this water, he coughs, sneezes into the glass, and then he hands it to me in the front row, and he's like, here, drink this. And I'm like, that's disgusting. I'm not going to drink this. And he said, well, now imagine you're a post-wean calf, and one of the other calves has mycoplasma pneumonia. And when it was getting a drink, it just coughed of mycoplasma into that water. All these other calves now are going to have to drink from that one shared water, which has now just been contaminated with whatever infectious disease that calf had, salmonella, mycoplasma, et cetera. You want to talk about a memorable lecture. I don't know how many hundreds or even thousands of lectures I've sat in that were not memorable that I've completely forgotten. But when a guy hocks a loogie into a glass of water and hands it to you to drink, you're going to remember that. And then you think about what these post-wean calves experience. And they're often experiencing this where sick calves are touching noses with each other or sharing group waters. And then it's very easy to understand how this disease can just proliferate through a pen of calves. But think about that if you're dealing on your farm with a group of post-weaned calves that are sick. Oftentimes what we'll do to investigate a problem, if this is serious, is we might take one or two sick calves and euthanize them and have their bodies sent to the state lab for analysis, where they'll look at intestinal lymph nodes for salmonella. They'll cut open the lungs and look for what bacteria or viruses are causing the pneumonia. And then from there, we can implement appropriate strategies, whether it's a vaccination strategy or a disinfection strategy or putting a chlorine dioxide water treatment in to treat the water to help prevent this contagious spread. Whatever the appropriate steps are, step one is to get a diagnosis of what's going on, and then we can respond appropriately from there.
So what should calf owners do now to keep the threat of spreading any sickness or disease?
A good vaccination program is really helpful, and anything that can mitigate stresses on the immune system are good practices to implement to try to have these calves just tip the scale in their favor to keep the immune slash bacteria teeter-totter in the animal's favor. And disinfection, anything that can lighten the load of exposure to these animals automatically reduces, you know, the right side of the teeter-totter, which is the bacterial challenge. Anytime you can bring that challenge down through good sanitation or disinfection processes, the animal's at more of an edge against fighting the infection and keeping the immune system going.
Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. In my old Chevy, I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much of muddy water meant to me, but I learned to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
That's right.
walk down the street to the coffee shop. Had to take a break. I'd been by her side for 18 hours straight. Saw a flower growing in the middle of the sidewalk, pushing up through the concrete like it was planted right there for me to see. The flashing lights, the honking horns all seemed to fade away. In the shadow of that hospital at 508, I saw God today. I've been to church, I've read the book, I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare, open my eyes, and man, I swear I saw God today. Saw a couple walking by, they were holding hands. Man, she had that glow. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice she was starting to show. Stood there for a minute, taking in the sky, lost in that sunset. A splash of amber melted into shades of red. I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes and man, I swear I saw God today. Got my face pressed up against the nursery glass. She's sleeping like a rock. My name on her wrist, wearing tiny pink socks. She's got my nose, she's got her mama's eyes. My brand new baby girl, she's a miracle. I saw God today.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report, reporting from World Dairy Expo. Let's review markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 5 to 16.96, December up 1 to 17.08, January and February milk not traded overnight, January at 16.96, February at 16.97. Cheese markets were higher yesterday. Barrels up 4.5 to 169. 40-pound blocks up 5.5 to 172. Two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5 to 171. 21 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down 0.25 to 115.75. 6 trades. Dry weigh steady at 64.75. No trades on the day. It was a mixed day for the livestock complex as cattle contracts rallied, but the hog complex fell lower as the market hasn't been able to battle resistance pressure that continues to grow in the market. Now, it looks like we'll see another mixed day in both cattle and hogs for the day. October live cattle opened the day at 231.85, December 234.77, February 237.17. October feeder cattle opened at 361.02, November 359.35, January at 353.05. October hogs opened the day at 99.85, December 88.72, February 90.05. 8:30. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all continue to move mostly lower as the market starts the new month. The big USDA report from yesterday is showing some of those larger ending stocks and larger production, especially for wheat and corn, helping to pressure the markets. We now have the government shutdown. That could also provide some additional pressure to the markets as well. December corn down 2.5 to 4.13. March and May both down 2.75. March at 4.29 and a quarter, May at 4.39. New crop 26 down 1.25 to 4.57 and 3/4. November beans down 5.25 to 9.96.5. January down 5.5 to 10.14 and 3/4. March down 5 to 10.30 and 3/4. New crop 26 down 4.25 to 10.49 and 3/4. October soybean meal down $1.40 to 264.30. October soybean oil down 25 cents to 48.62. Chicago wheat, December and March both down 4.25. December at 5.03 and 3/4. March at 5.22 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, December down 1.75 to 5.61. March down 1.25 to 5.81 and 3/4. Energy markets this morning, November crude oil down 15 cents to 62.22. December down 12 cents to 61.84. Meanwhile, November and December gas both down a cent. November at 191, December at 186. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand. Cash corn 356, October, November 356, December 361, new crop 26, 399. Cash and November beans 892, December 9 even, January 905, new crop 26, 944. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash and November corn 365.5, December 370.5, January 388. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 371, December 368, January 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 360, cash and new crop beans 916. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 365, new crop 26409, cash beans 907, new crop 26964. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn and November corn 369. Meanwhile, cash and November beans at 911. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 358, new crop 362, cash beans and new crop at 919. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 223 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 222, market cows 110 to 168. Bulls at 160 to 210, calves 230 to 1700, beef steers 275 to 645, Holstein steers 210 to 600. Sheep markets, light lambs 235 and down, and market lambs 237 and down, ewes 90 and down, goat markets does 140 and down, bucks 175 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 222 to 237. Finished beef heifers 222 to 237. Finished dairy steers 210 to 220. Market cows 120 to 149. Market bulls 157 to 199. That is a check of markets. Reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Brian Winnekins. You're listening to WRDN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Woo! Five rounds.
You didn't even cry this time. He said that we could never see eye to eye, and one of us just must be blind. We have our differences, we're still the same. See what we won't want to see. Let you take a second look and maybe things wouldn't seem the same. If you could see what you mean to me, put yourself in my shoes, walk a mile for me. I put myself in your shoes, maybe then we'd see. And if you put yourself in my shoes, you'd have some sympathy. gonna keep walking and you're gonna pass me by. You say you don't even care, but I could always recognize a real goodbye. And I know your heart's not there. We've had our differences, we're still the same. Hear what we want to hear. Now I'm head over heels in the lost and found, it's a crying shame. I thought we made the perfect pair. Put yourself in my shoes. Walk a mile, walk that mile for me. I'll put myself in your shoes. Maybe then we'd see.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's this kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. Thank you to our expo sponsors, including AMPI, Elsevia, Christina's Cover Crops, BioVet, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, Compeer Financial, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, along with Anubis Silo. Joining us right now is Randy Kohler. And guess what? Not only is he a dairy farmer in attendance, he's also on the World Dairy Expo board, which is kind of cool. We have a board member for World Dairy Expo from Western Wisconsin. I think that's great for our farmers here in Western Wisconsin. And Randy, thanks for joining us. Well, first, how did you got enough on your plate as it is with you're on Dairy Farmers of America board. You do a lot of things with the Pepin County Dairy Promotions. How'd you get on this?
Well, my dairy co-op, Dairy Farmers of America, has a seat on the World Dairy Expo board, and that is the seat that I have. Is DFA seat. The previous person that had it retired and termed off from South Carolina, Glenn Easter. So I was fortunate enough to get to the board and the chairman's vote of confidence to be on the World Dairy Expo board and serve all of the farmers for that board.
And so you have the seat from Dairy Farmers of America, but it's still... It does say something, and you have to represent all of the dairy farmers across the country with Dairy Farmers of America, but kind of says something for dairy farmers in Western Wisconsin to have that, have you on the board, I think, because you kind of give other board members maybe a little bit of different perspective.
Well, and I think that's true, and, you know, I want to, well, obviously want to carry a message from Western Wisconsin to Dairy Expo as well, and... you know, this is really a farm and a dairy show. You know, when I talk about dairy promotion, whether it's with Pepin County Dairy Promotion or when I was on the National Dairy Board, I know I'm getting sidetracked here a little bit, but you know, with those roles, you're trying to promote dairy products, and your focus is not the farmer that knows everything about dairy. It's the rural folk that's disconnected from the farm, or the city folk that knows nothing about the farm, and you want to educate them on what farmers do, why they do it, how they do it, and the value of and food value of dairy products. Well, Dairy Expo is a different flip on that, because you are serving farmers. There are not very many city folk attending World Dairy Expo. I'm sure there's a curious one here and there. Obviously, this morning, there were a lot of FFA kids, thousands of them running around here from across the state of Wisconsin. You know, and some of those, obviously, even though they're an FFA, some of those did not come from a dairy, because that's how FFA is nowadays. But, yeah, so it's great to represent dairy farmers on this board.
So you've been attend, you've been here at Expo. What's it, I guess, what's it like attending as a board member compared to as... Randy the dairy farmer?
Well, yeah, I've been here many, many times as Randy the dairy farmer, looking and searching for what I thought I wanted to find at Dairy Expo and see. Then I was also here when I was on National Dairy Board, working in the DMI booth, you know, the checkoff booth, talking with farmers about the checkoff. And then, you know, would once again get some free time, go see what I wanted to scope out and learn about. But being on the board, you know, it's much more than just about those mainstream things that I want to know about here. It's about knowing what's going on with the cattle shows and all of that stuff, which is something that was never a big focus for me, because I wasn't a 4-H kid. I didn't ever show dairy cattle. So that's something I don't know as much about. But obviously, as a board member, I need to learn and I need to know about. And there are many other things around Dairy Expo that, you know, I've learned about that I didn't know existed.
Talking with Randy Kohler, he is a board member on the World Dairy Expo board. So I guess as a board member and as a Randy the board member and Randy the dairy farmer, it's beautiful weather this week. Why should the dairy farmers in our area take at least one day off? And I get it. I get it. There's so much to do, but it's such beautiful weather. Why should they take one day off to come here?
I would say, number one, because we've had a lot of nice days, so you should be you know, pretty good shape on the farm. But I would say you should come to Dairy Expo because the latest information, technology, seminars, everything, there's so much here at Dairy Expo that can that you can learn and talk with people and network and learn to hopefully help you improve your farm or run your farm better. A lot of opportunities here for that.
Now, and I know you haven't probably, you've probably been through the expo hall or all of the different exhibitors, the trade show. You probably in and out, you know, because of all the other things you're wanting to do as a board member. But if there was one thing in the trade show that Randy, the dairy farmer, wanted to take home with him, what would that one thing be?
From the trade show?
Yeah, from the trade show.
Well, if I won the lottery and had unlimited funds, one of everything.
Okay, you can't do one of everything. You've won the lottery, but it's you've won a free coupon for something from one of the exhibitors. What would it? Would it be a robot? Would it be a new tractor? Would it be new milking equipment? What would it be?
Well, you said I want a coupon for something free from one of the exhibitors, so I got a coupon for a free grilled cheese from the Badger Dairy Club. That's what I'm going to get, Pepper Jack.
And right now, back home, his son John's going, take the robot, take the robot. Oh, that's great. That's perfect. There you go. Seriously, what would it, I mean, if there was one thing you were really interested in?
Yeah, a robot, but right. they don't give robots away as door prizes here. So they don't give $250,000 prizes away. But
that's one big coupon. Again, World Dairy Expo continuing through Friday here in Madison. So come on out and join us, Randy. Well, thanks again for joining us. Good luck on the board.
Well, and thank you. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Wednesday morning, as I get to lead a group of fourth grade students through a school tour for 2.5 hours. I'm really looking forward to that as well.
So. Oh, boy, here we go. He's going to be putting on now his Pepin County Dairy Promotions hat and going back to the teacher. That ought to be fun. I may have to try and get with fourth graders, huh?
Yeah, fourth graders.
Good luck to you. Just saying, good luck. We may have to try and get a Facebook Live of that. Come on out and join us here at World Dairy Expo through Friday. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Summer-like temperatures will continue through Sunday in our ag weather forecast. The warmest day looks to be Saturday, with highs expected to be in the mid-80s, even could see some 90s. But then a cold front moves across the area late on the day on Sunday into Sunday night. The prospects for this rain continue to dwindle, though it will drop temperatures back to normal levels for next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Today, high 75 to 80. Relative humidities at 47 to 50. 2% southwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 54 to 59. Relative humidities at 82 to 87%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. For Thursday, sunshine. Highs 81 to 86. Relative humidities at 42 to 47%. South winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. Friday, sunny and warm. High highs 85 to 90. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs once again 85 to 90. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, cooler, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 65 to 70.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Finding a new or used tractor these days. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If it's made of steel, you'll either pay a lot more or wait at least a year as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Tractor these days as an exercise in patience. Expect to wait at least a year to get one. Dealers are aching to sell them, but there's an acute shortage of tractors, from the highest horsepower to the smallest compact tractors. Since COVID began, equipment manufacturers have had trouble finding enough plastic parts, rubber tires, and computer chips to meet the demand for tractors and other machinery. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming. He says the biggest issue right now is the availability of steel.
Steel has become scarce. Prices have gone up 200%, in some cases 300%.